Good morning. We're continuing the Sechas Trumos. We are in the third parak. We are up to Mishnah Hay. So we discussed in the past, a couple of Masechtas ago, that when a person takes off Truma or Meiser, so while they generally would take off a specific part and designate that as their Truma, a person can actually take off Truma just by saying or by verbally designating part of the pile to be Truma or Meiser. So this Mishnah is going to discuss how specific one needs to be in designating part of his pile as Truma or as Meiser. So the Mishnah reads as follows. Ha'omer Trumas Hakri Zeh B'Soichai U'Maisresov B'Soichai. So the Truma and the Meiser of this Kri, of this pile, it's in there. It's somewhere in there. So it's not at all specific as to where it is. B'Shimon Omer Kar Hashem. B'Shimon says use Kar Hashem. That's the term that's used for designating a part of the pile for Truma or Meiser. He says he has successfully designated part of this as Meiser. Now he can go ahead and decide which part it will be, and that will be a good, legitimate separation of Truma and Meiser. Chachamim and Chachamim disagree, and they say, Ad Sheyomar B'Tzfeinai Oy B'Droyma. It has to be, you'll specify it's in the north, or the south, the top of the pile, the bottom of the pile. You can't just say somewhere in the middle. Rabbi Elazar Chisma Emer HaEmer Trumas Kri Mimenu Olav Kar Hashem. He goes a little farther. He says, even if he doesn't say B'Soichai, he doesn't say it's somewhere in there. He just says the Trumas Kri, it's a much more ambiguous term that he says. The Trumas Kri Mimenu Olav. From this pile, it will be taken off the Truma. So again, he says it goes even that far, and Kar Hashem, he has successfully separated or designated some of this for Truma or Meiser, Kar Hashem, and now all he has to do is actually decide which part will be the Truma or the Meiser. Elizabeth Ben Yaakov, he says, Ha'omer Isor Meiser Zeh, Osoy Trumas Meiser, I love Kar Hashem. So he is, it's not clear what he's saying, because he is talking about Trumas Meiser, which is 1/10 of what the Levi gets as Meiser. He needs to go ahead and take off Truma from that and give it again to the Kohen. So it's not clear if he's disagreeing with the first opinion and saying that he disagrees with the opinion at the beginning of the Mishnah of Reb Shimon that says that if you say Trumas Meiser Zeh B'Soichai, then it's good. He only says it works by Trumas Meiser. Or perhaps he's going even a step farther. He's saying if a Levi would come along to the same pile that Rabbi Shimon was talking about, and then he would do his part. And he would say, the Trumas Meiser isn't here as well. In other words, the first person comes and says, is Truma and Meiser taken off? The Meiser goes to the Levi. And the Levi comes and he says, Esor, Meiser, Zeb, also Trumas Meiser, I love. He goes and designates the Trumas Meiser. That would also be good. But ultimately, that is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and he holds that the Levi could do the same thing. We'll stop here. Mishnah Vav, have a great Shabbos.